everyone. Welcome back to Turner Talks in Thickness and in Health with your host, Bailey Turner. Today, I'm going to be doing a solo podcast to talk to you guys about what I have been doing to prevent pregnancy at 7.5 months postpartum. It's a question that I get asked fairly often, so I wanted to kind of go over it in a podcast to kind of give you all the details on what we've been doing to prevent pregnancy. So without further ado, let's get started. All right, so those of you who are new here, we just had our first baby in December, and prior to having her, prior to getting pregnant with her, I was not on any birth control. I had gotten off of birth control in May of 2020, and after being on it for, I think, probably 6-7 years. And I just knew that I needed to get off of it. I didn't feel like myself. My hormones were all out of whack. I was super depressed. And I just wanted to kind of be all natural and not have to be on birth control to prevent pregnancy. So I did a ton of reading. I looked into a lot of different resources to find out what was going to be the best way to, you know, prevent pregnancy without having to get on any kind of birth control. And I kind of go into detail previously in one of our previous podcasts. Probably a couple years ago, I made a podcast about my journey off birth control. So if you're interested in that, I'll link it below in the description if you want to listen. But that goes into more in depth about my journey off of birth control, so I won't get too in depth with that. But yeah, I was off birth control. We didn't start trying until, you know, maybe 2-ish years off birth control. We started trying in February and we ended up getting pregnant, and then I suffered a early miscarriage, and then we ended up getting pregnant again right away after and conceived Marlo. So Marlo was born in December, and since then we have been again using kind of natural family planning methods to track my ovulation, my cycle, and prevent pregnancy because I need a break. I cannot imagine getting pregnant right now. I, for my own sanity, need to wait at least 2 to 3 years. And now that I'm like finally able to work out hard again and lift weights, I feel like I just need to give myself a break from getting pregnant again. So I wanted to share with you guys what we have been doing to prevent pregnancy. I want to make this known that this will not work while you're breastfeeding. So while you're breastfeeding, it is really hard to know if you're going to ovulate, if you're going to get your cycle, like, because your hormones are just very different than what they are after you're done breastfeeding. So while I was breastfeeding, we were just very, very careful, because some people say that you can't get pregnant while you're breastfeeding, but others say the exact opposite. So I did not want to take any chances. Plus, I know that you definitely can get pregnant while you're breastfeeding because you can ovulate while you're breastfeeding. But there are instances where if you are breastfeeding literally around the clock, you're never supplementing with bottles, you're never pumping, your chances for getting pregnant are much lower because you don't really ovulate. But that's a whole nother thing I could get into talking about, but I won't. So for the sake of this video, I do not want anyone to think that this method will work while you are breastfeeding. You have to be super duper cautious while you're breastfeeding, use condoms, literally avoid sex around when, you can't even do that, honestly. You can't even avoid sex around when you think you could be ovulating. Because you just don't know. And I've heard too that testing with ovulation strips isn't always accurate either when you are breastfeeding, because your hormones again can make them, you know, either be positive or negative when they really aren't, if that makes sense. So what I did was I just like kind of checked my cervical mucus and did the ovulation strips, even though they weren't 100% accurate. But honestly, until I got my period back and could start tracking my cycles again, I was just super duper duper careful because, again, do not want to get pregnant. So condoms, all the things to try to prevent pregnancy while you're breastfeeding. And then once I was able to get my period back, which was about 3 months postpartum, I was able to start tracking my cycle. So Usually you ovulate between days 10 to 20-ish. It could be totally different depending on your length of cycle and, you know, your hormones, whatever. But typically the sweet spot for me is between like 14, days 14 and 17 of my cycle. Since getting pregnant and being postpartum though, I have noticed that I ovulate much later than that. So the first cycle was kind of just like a test trial to see, you know, when am I going to ovulate, because I hadn't had a period in, you know, like a year. So I tracked my cycle within Natural Cycles. I do have the Oura Ring, which I sync up to Natural Cycles app, which I highly recommend. It is amazing, but it is not 100% accurate. So it's great for having like a baseline chart of when you think you're gonna get your period and when you think you're gonna ovulate, but it's always good to double check with other methods. So that this is what I do. So I have the Oura Ring, it tracks my temperature every single morning, it connects with the Natural Cycles app, and it charts my temperature. And it can predict when you're going to ovulate and when you're going to get your cycle. It also tells you when to take the LH test strips, so the ovulation test strips, to see if like the app is actually correct in estimating or predicting your ovulation. So with that, I tracked my ovulation, or I tracked my cycle with the Natural Cycles app, and it told me, I think it was like days 12 to 17 to test with the LH test strip. So that's what I did. I tested twice a day for the first cycle, just to see, you know, where I would get my peak, because once you get your peak, that really all that means is that you're probably going to ovulate very soon. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have already ovulated. The only surefire way to know that you have ovulated is through like blood tests, and then also sometimes when your temperature, if you have a really, I don't know, accurate temperature reading, you can see that you're after ovulation, you're, or before, right before ovulation, your temperature dips, and then you ovulate and your temperature spikes back up. And then another thing that you can kind of predict your ovulation around is your discharge, your cervical discharge or mucus. So I know that's maybe TMI for some people, but if you check your cervical mucus and it's kind of like the egg white sticky consistency, that is when you are the most fertile, versus like the white lotiony or like any other type of discharge. So if it's egg white like and sticky, that is when you're the most fertile and you want to protect yourself at all costs, or just avoid intercourse in general. So that's what we do. Once I was able to track that full cycle within Natural Cycles and kind of see where I was ovulating, it's been pretty accurate ever since. I do still take test strips and check my cervical mucus around the time it predicts every single month, because I want to be so careful. But once you get off birth control and you've had a cycle without any hormones or anything, you know, pumping through your body, you will be able to tell when you're ovulating. And it's the wildest thing, because prior to getting off birth control, I didn't remember what it felt like to ovulate. I mean, I got my period when I was in middle school, so I don't remember being that in tune with my body to realize like, oh, hey, I'm like cramping, you know, halfway between my cycle, you know, about that second week. And what does this mean? I never, you know, realized that was a thing. So now that I'm, you know, much more in tune with my body, I can tell when my ovulation is coming, because I get a little bit more bloated, I hold on to water, my weight might spike up a little bit, and obviously your sex drive increases, and you also get like little tiny cramps in your belly that I think they're called like middle shorts, or I don't even know what the right name is, but they're like little cramps that you get, and that's when your ovaries are releasing the egg and you can feel it. So definitely pay attention to stuff like that. But the only way to for sure know that you are ovulating is with like your cervical mucus, the temp tracking, and what else? Yeah, I think that's basically, and I also use the test strips, like I said. So now that I'm to a point where I'm pretty regular with my cycles between, you know, 28 to like 31 days-ish, I know roughly when I'm going to be ovulating. It's pretty on point with the Natural Cycles app, but I always triple check with the test strips, which I'll link below for you guys. And then the cervical mucus, little, you know, sticky discharge. And then my temp will increase after I ovulate. So I can do a really good job at pinpointing, you know, when my ovulation occurred based off of those three things, and then also feeling, you know, the little cramps that you feel. But yeah, that is really what we've been doing to track, you know, my cycle and prevent pregnancy. We also, if we are going to, you know, have sex in the fertile window, we will use a condom. Like, there's no way around that, because I am not trying to get pregnant. And I know that people listening that are postpartum right now, like, you know how serious it is to be, like, so careful, because I'm not taking any chances. But I do like, in the Natural Cycles app, how it will tell you if you are fertile or not fertile based on your temperature. I wanted to touch on that because I had a few people message me about it, and they said, like, oh, like, is that really accurate, you know, to, you know, go off of, like, when you're going to use a condom or not based off of when you're fertile or when you're not fertile. And I would say it's pretty accurate, but not 100%. So again, I lean towards using a little bit more caution than not when I'm trying to determine, you know, if I'm fertile or not fertile. But I usually, even if it says I'm green, I will still, like, take an ovulation test strip if I'm close to my fertile window starting, just because I want to be super careful that, you know, I'm not going to be start ovulating soon. So like I said, the really only surefire way to know that you've ovulated is with your cervical mucus, the change in temp, and, like, those little cramps. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it in regards to, like, what we've been doing to track my ovulation / fertile window. I could not recommend the Oura Ring and Natural Cycles app enough, because even though it's not 100%, it still is much more accurate than any other apps that I've used in the past, like Flow app. There's another one that I've used too, and it's just way more accurate. So I do love it. I don't trust it 100% because, like I said, I'm being super cautious. So I know that there can be, you know, a few things wrong with, like, their algorithm that would make it not 100% accurate. But I use it as a means to predict my fertile window, and then I use other things to kind of make sure that that's correct, if that makes sense. So I do have a whole blog on the Oura Ring, and I compared it to my Apple Watch, and then I also, I think, touched on Natural Cycles in that. But if you have any questions about any of that, just feel free to reach out to me. And then I also have a YouTube video on my journey coming off birth control, which I will also try to link for you guys. It has lots of helpful information and, like, resources that I read when I was trying to make that decision for myself. So if you're interested in that, I'll also link that in the description for you guys. But yeah, I know that this is a pretty short podcast, but I just wanted to put this out there because it's much easier than writing down a giant full-on blog, which I'm intending on making a blog about this, but just trying to make it short and sweet versus a long, lengthy podcast of me just, like, kind of talking in depth about it. So yes, I hope this was helpful. If you're in the same boat as me and you're trying to prevent pregnancy right now, but you're not wanting to get back on birth control like I am, this is just what we do. Obviously, take my advice with a grain of salt. I'm not a doctor or anything. Always consult with a professional before making any decisions like this, but I feel very confident in the methods that we have been doing, and, like I said, I'm very careful. Even when it says I'm not fertile, I am still like, are you sure? Because I can't be having an oopsie right now. I just don't think I could do it. So yeah, I hope this was helpful, and if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me via Instagram or email, and I'd be happy to help you. So thanks for listening.